Hey everyone, I'm Kristen Holmes, CNN correspondent in for David Chalian, and this is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Tuesday, April 12th. Another day, another mass shooting, this time in Brooklyn, New York, where local and state leaders are looking to the federal government for assistance. So if you listened to yesterday's episode, you know we covered gun violence in America and what the Biden administration is doing to try and address it. And it's sad to report that just a day later, there's been another shooting. A shooting in a Brooklyn subway station in New York has left at least 16 people injured, including 10 with gunshot wounds. Now, that's according to the New York City Fire Department, which says five of the injured are in critical but stable condition after the incident near Sunset Park. Now, these numbers may change from the time we're recording this episode around 3 p.m., so make sure to check out CNN.com for the latest. Currently, a manhunt is underway for the shooter. The NYPD commissioner says that just before 8:30 this morning, someone in a gas mask opened a canister from his bag, filling the train with smoke, before opening fire on the subway and platform. That was the chilling sound of people stuck in a subway car this morning filled with smoke from Yav Montano, who was trapped there. Here's more from the commissioner about the investigation.
There are currently no known explosive devices on our subway trains, and this is not being investigated as an act of terrorism at this time.
Now, she added that she isn't completely ruling out terrorism as the motive, but it's still being investigated. And law enforcement sources tell CNN that a gun, multiple high-capacity magazines, fireworks, and gunpowder were recovered by investigators from the scene. And as I mentioned, the event comes just a day after President Joe Biden announced new regulations on firearms to contain the use of ghost guns. After today's incident, New York City Mayor Eric Adams was on CNN addressing the incident. Adams says that since he took office, NYPD has removed over 1,800 guns off the streets of New York. And 10% of them were ghost guns.
There's some assistance that's going to be needed in our city, such as empowering ATF, bring in the ATF leader, as the president announced yesterday, making ghost guns illegal. There's so many things that we could do to assist the cities across America, particularly New York City.
The shooting today comes as the city has faced an uptick in crime and shootings. More than 360 people have been shot this year in New York in 322 shooting incidents. That's according to data reported by NYPD through Sunday. That's about an 8% increase in shootings this year and just over 9% increase in injuries this year compared to last year. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says enough is enough.
No more mass shootings. No more disrupting lives. No more creating heartbreak for people just trying to live their lives as normal New Yorkers. It has to end, and it ends now. I'm committing the full resources of our state to fight this surge of crime, this insanity that is seizing our city, because we want to get back to normal.
Mayor Eric Adams was asked by CNN why he thinks this crime spike is happening under his watch. He said he is putting in place major initiatives that respond to violent crime and deal with systematic problems with crime and policing at the same time.
We know we're going to get crime under control, and the problems we're facing is a problem that is hitting our entire nation right now. And that is why this is a national response. We need a national response to this issue.
As of today, there have been 131 mass shootings in America just this year. And that's according to the Gun Violence Archive, a nonprofit that tracks gun death and injury. Those shootings left 141 people dead and 547 people wounded. Now, you just heard local and state leaders ask for a national response. And some people think that a place to start is by enacting stricter gun laws. But that's a narrow majority of Americans who think that, according to a Gallup poll in October of 2021. 52% of Americans feel the laws covering the sales of firearms should be more strict. 10% say they should be less strict, and 35% say they should remain exactly as they are now. That means the number of people who support stricter laws has actually gone down, as about two-thirds say they favored stricter gun laws in Gallup polling conducted in 2018 and 2019. Support for stricter gun laws tends to go up right after high-profile mass shootings. Gallup measured its high of 67% in support of stricter laws in March of 2018. That was right after the Parkland shooting. As for the 2022 data, Gallup reports that 56% are somewhat or very dissatisfied with the nation's laws or policies on guns, while 41% are the opposite. Now, obviously, gun violence isn't unique to New York City. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris said so just yesterday.
As we know all too well, our nation continues to be plagued by an epidemic of gun violence.
That's why I put together a comprehensive strategy to supercharge what works while continuing to push Congress to act on sensible legislation to prevent gun violence.
Now, part of Biden's strategy includes going after rogue gun dealers, disrupting illegal gun trafficking, and funding strategies that reduce gun crime, community policing, and community violence interruption. So today we end with the same question we had yesterday. After yet another mass shooting, will it be possible to implement gun reform, or will politics once again get in the way? That's it for today's political briefing. Thank you so much for listening, and please take a moment to be sure and follow us wherever you get your podcasts. If you want the latest on the shooting in Brooklyn, subscribe to these podcasts, CNN 5 Things and CNN Breaking News Alerts. And of course, you can always go to CNN.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow.